Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. Be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's another episode of Sparking Conversation, y'all. Y'all know what we do, what we spark and we conversate. But like I say all the time, man, thank y'all, each and every person, man, that be going out, taking time to download the audio version of this podcast and be checking that out. Shout out to all the people that be subscribing. Shout out to all the people that be liking, the commenting, and all that other stuff, man. That's so dope, man, especially those of y'all that jump on when we live. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate y'all, man. For real, y'all be keeping things going. And it's so dope, man. Yo, shout out to all the links that's in the description, too, yo. So y'all know how we do, man. If y'all need some of the things that we offering, y'all know what to do. Check the link out in the description. And, you know, you'll see what we got cooking out here. So before I bring the crew on and shit, man, I just wanted to, I wanted to say something, before we get started, like, you know, what we're going to talk about today is going to be something totally different than what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say this, though, yo. I'm a firm believer in, you know, doing what you say you're going to do. You know what I mean? Like, I think that when we'll all be put in a position sometimes where, you know, things don't always go the way that we plan it, or things don't always go the way that we want it to go. But the one thing that we cannot deny is that, you know, nothing won't go the way that we want it or even try if we don't try. You know what I mean? Or we don't do the things that we say we're going to do. You know, that leaves us in a space of incomplete. I know for me, like anytime I say I'm going to do something, I make sure that I try to do it. If I can't do it, I let a person know if I can't do it, if it's something that I got to do for a person. I also feel like, you know, we as people, we be living a way that is just contradictory to what I really, you know, what our real spirit is. You know what I mean? Like we be feeling like, you know, we could do everything ourselves. I know me for a fact. I got to speak for myself when it comes to this. You know, that whole Superman syndrome, that shit corny, yo. You know what I mean? Getting up each and every day, still putting forth the effort, that's not. But getting up each and every day thinking that you could do all this shit by yourself, that's corny. Because if you was meant to do everything by yourself, it would just be you. And you know that, like in life, there's so many times that we can see about things that we've gone through or things that we want to go through. And we always, maybe at some point, I don't know about everybody. I know some people don't like help because they be thinking people going to hold it against them or hold it over their head like they helped them and shit. But I don't know, man. I just think it come a point in time where even Superman, you know what I'm saying? He got to hang his cape up for a little while. You know what I mean? Like, just put it up. You know, you can put it back on, but sometimes you got to put it off. You know what I mean? Just take it off for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Wash it. Because, you know, your shit might stink, yo. If you, it's just like anything else. If you don't wash it, your shit going to stink. Can you imagine what a cape smell like? You don't ever take it off, especially around the neck part. That shit stink, yo, because you don't ever take shit off because you too busy flying around everywhere. You flying around, you saving all kind of shit, and then by the time you do take the cape off, your whole neck smell like ass, and you don't even know why. You just smell it. You don't know if it's your breath or what. You don't know because it's just coming up from that neck area and shit like that because you don't take your fucking cape off. And then you don't know, especially as a man, I know it's hard for us to take our cape off because that comes with something like vulnerability and shit like that. You know? But I don't know. I just want to say this to everybody out there, man, that's got something that they say they're going to do, man. Just do what you say you're going to do. If you got a goal and it's a mission in life that you feel like it's somewhere that you're supposed to be, just keep pushing, man. Take each day at a time and just walk one step. If that's all you can take is one step up, just do that, yo, because that's one step closer, man. All right, I'm going to get off that, man, because, you know, there's so much that I could say about that, yo, but I'm not, you know, because that ain't what we're going to talk about tonight. So tonight going to be a little different. I got a couple of questions that we're going to talk about because Florida have been in the news, Florida jumping, and it's a lot of other states that's following suit with the decision that's going on in these red states. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So I'm going to bring the crew on real quick. And y'all know how we do. We're gonna get it popping. Let's see who we got. We got Meek in the building. What's going on, Meek?
What up? What?
All right, C-Double, how you doing, y'all?
What up?
All right. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
Another week down, y'all. Another week down and shit. No,
it's just Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just
Tuesday. Look, I'm speaking from last Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Like, we go from Tuesday to Tuesday around here. One day we won't have to live for the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, every day could be the weekend if you need it to be.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So, Meek, I see you in the car tonight. What we doing, y'all? What's going on?
Yeah. Why you in my business? Like,
because I mean, you on that phone right now. Oh, no, you always be on your phone, don't you? I know your car running. Have your joint plugged in, too, because, you know, I don't want it to black out before the show is over.
Ooh, he's talking about
it. Shut the fuck up.
No. I'm just saying. I just want everybody to be, you know, everybody to be good. Y'all know Kev going to jump in a little bit. Y'all know he fresh off of saving a few people. So, you know, Kev going to be in the building in a minute. You know how that goes. But, yo, I want to say this before we get into the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Saturday filming was pretty dope. Like, y'all, I don't know how y'all got y'all jobs in real life.
That's not how we do interviews in real life, okay? I would never say the things that I said.
I also saw with Food Give Life. Listen, when a person is hungry, If you get them some food, they gonna change. Their life gonna change. It's a difference between somebody begging for some money and somebody who definitely needs something, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Cause they be specific as hell. So I want to shout out. Word. I want to shout that out because that's real. That's real shit. So yeah, y'all. So Florida, right? So what's been going on in Florida is that they got this new law where they ending alimony. Did y'all hear about that? Now, they already taking Black history out of schools already in Florida. They don't want to teach it. They don't want to have nothing to do with it because they feel like, you know, they don't want to feel guilty. Like, they shouldn't have to feel guilty for what they not doing right now and all this other shit. So they don't want to teach it. And then now they're getting rid of alimony. So that means that, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a lot of women who made their living off of marrying people and then divorcing them because, boom, you know, you're going to have to pay that alimony. So for the longest time, well, recently in the last, at least about the last 6 or 7 months, they've been talking about their marriage. Marriage has been in a real, real decline because they're saying men have been finding themselves, well, women have been being incentivized to divorce. Because, you know, when it boils down to it, like, you get divorced, you're going to have to pay for the rest of your life. Well, not in Florida. Not no more. So you fuck around and you want to get married, y'all go to Florida. Like, go to Florida and get married, yo, because, yo, the governor, like, nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? When you get divorced, it's a dub for you, yo. You ain't getting no more money after that. Like, why? Because then they said that it was women, because women be mad. Like, it's a bunch of videos out there. They mad, too. They like, yo, I took care of the kids, and I raised the kids, so I'm supposed to. And they be like, yo, but the kid, your kid 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't took care of your kid since he was 18, yo. You still getting paid, yo. What are we doing here? And you won't get remarried. Because they don't want to stop that income coming in. So men that's been wealthy, they've been doing that. So what y'all think about that? You know, I know y'all, you know, I don't know. But what y'all think about that? No alimony, y'all. No alimony.
I feel like, oh, see, that depends, right? See, if it's like, if this more for like wealthy, like those rich, you know, that class of people, I feel as though anytime a man, like anytime you're in a marriage, right? It's like team effort. Most men want their lady to be more attentive to the kids, to be home, yada, yada, yada. I get that. Especially with the particular class that they're talking about. I feel like it's not fair when you have to force, especially if she's one that's capable of bringing in income as well, you forcing her to not work. For all these years, y'all married all these years, you decide all of a sudden, I'm getting sick of her. I'm tired of looking at her face. I'm tired of her eating up my money. I'm going to divorce her. And then you divorce her and you leave her with nothing. Like, I feel like when it's something like that, like when you're forcing your wife to not work because you feel like she have other civil duties, which makes all the sense in the world. Like, you know, you got other duties, you guys agree. Okay, cool. But when you're forcing her to not work because you feel like that priority is a bigger, you know, it's more important. And then you divorce her and not at least pay her until she's able to at least get on her feet. I don't know. This is something like that is bullshit. But you do got some people that scam. They being in a married people just for the sake of, okay, if I last these many years, I could divorce them, cash out on a check. I mean, if it's something like that, I feel like that rule should apply. Like, to make it like straight across the board, no. But to make it a like result in. Like, yeah, that should very much so apply, but not with a wife that spent 10 or 15 or 18 or whatever amount of years. Like, you know how hard it is as a woman to have no working experience or a person, not even a woman, I'm not going to put no gender on it, for a person in general to have no work experience for that amount of time for you to throw them out like hot. Like, what are you doing? What? What?
But you know what, though? But, you know, 85% of divorces are by women. Women are the initiators of divorce. A lot of these, the men don't be getting divorced. Like, it'd be the women. 85% of marriages right now that lead into divorce are because women have divorced their husbands. So I don't know if it's based on whether you divorce or they divorce you. Like, I don't know if that really matters, but I agree with you when it comes to the... I don't know about force. Like, I don't know. Well, I can't necessarily say, because I have heard that men that make a certain amount of money don't want their women working. You get what I'm saying? But I also know that that's a form of control, too, because they don't feel like, you know what I mean? They want them around other men. So I get that, too. You know, and whatever the woman agrees on in a relationship, I guess that's on her. That ain't my business. But I do believe, like, from what you're saying, I agree. Like, if she was not allowed to like develop any type of skill, like anything, because I'm sure she, I mean, I can't say all women don't, you know, don't be aspiring to do something, you know. Women, men are not too much different when it comes to that. If you got dreams and goals, like, you know, you want to
go after them Jones, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But then if a person come through and be like, yo, you don't got to do that, I'm going to take care of everything. And then whether he divorced or you divorced, like, it don't even matter. Like, at that particular point in time, like, well, maybe this is a better question. Let me ask y'all this. So is there a certain time frame in a marriage that the kids get a certain part you know, certain age women should try to go figure out something, no matter what, even if he's not really like saying she has to, but is this something that she should try to figure out?
I mean, of course, I think it's important to learn any type of skill. Like, I feel like with most women, and I can only speak from their perspective, that do have to attend to like their kids, it's like you like what you need is not important. Like, you have other priorities, so you prioritize things a little bit different, and you kind of lose yourself, which is why, you know, us as women go through the whole swing of, you know, lose ourselves, we try to re-innovate ourselves, and then it's like we on this power trip, or how people see a power trip, because it's like, no, like, I know how a woman, how I feel, yada yada yada, you know, I'm trying to get my shit back, and people like, oh no, you know, it's just, so when we go through this wave, so I feel like at a certain time, yeah, it is important to like develop some type of skill, or at least tap into what you used to do, like tap back into you type shit, and don't feel bad, especially if you are active mom 24/7. This message is definitely not for the deadbeats. This is a disclaimer. I'm saying that shit now. I'm not talking about the ones that be dropping their fucking kids off to their parents. You always say never got your kids because you always on somebody's scene. I'm talking about ones that really be beating themselves up because they really be having a, they always taking care of their kids. They really don't have no help. You know, it's either them and their partner, or it's just them type shit. So it's like, don't be scared to say no. Like, fuck that. At a certain age, when your kids get to a point where they are responsible, they can talk, or whatever is comfortable for you, yeah, go venture off and figure out, like, tap back into you. That's it. Do your shit.
Right. What you think, Kev?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. These are a little weird for me. I don't know. It's a very good question. I feel like when the children get school age and all of your kids are in school, you need something to do with that idle time. You know, my kids, I think school started at 8. You drop them off at 8. You pick them up at 3:30. For them 7.5 hours, find something to do. You know, and I don't care if you want to be a basket weaver. Find something that gives your day purpose. Find something that you can use to make money. I don't care if we go to the flea market on the weekend and sell your baskets. You know, learn how to make candles. Join a book club. Do something that's going to give you a little bit of sense of identity of for yourself and give you some fulfillment. You know, when you think back about a lot of the businesses, like Mary Kay, for example, is a business that had kids at home. They would do that. They would do Mary Kay because they're able to be around their friends, sell products that are going to make them and their friends feel better. And it's on their own schedule around the kids' schedule. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, get a trade. Go to school, you know, with online classes. You can take some 10 to 2 classes or something just to have something, because you never want to ever be in a situation where if that person leaves, you don't have your own 2 feet to stand on. So I don't care if it's something that small, or if you go to nursing, you know, he worked during the day, you go to nursing school at night. You know, I don't care what it is, but just do something. Because you just never want to get left in that position. And you know, I've never heard a person be like, no, I don't want you to do any personal development. I don't care how much money I make. I would always want whoever I'm with to do personal development. I want them to have something that gives them a sense of, you know, a value.
Purpose. Yeah.
Purpose, yeah. You know, so, yeah. I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. But I agree. I agree with both of y'all on them points. Like, you know, because sometimes in relationships, man, y'all know how it is. You know, the grown-ups be so mad at each other that they forget about the children as the most important portion of that. You know what I'm saying? Or if you could find a means to kind of, you know what I'm saying, be right in the middle when it comes to things. But I agree with both of y'all. It comes a point in time where if a person is forced to not be able to do something on their own because it'll get backlash or whatever, and they just was meant to be some type of housewife type scenario, then, you know, like you said, CJ, like, fam gonna need to pay them. No matter who leave, you gonna have to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Kev, like, yo, if you sitting there and you an able-bodied person, I don't care how much money this man making or what he doing, like, you gotta find you regardless of what that is. Because once them kids go to school, you got that time sitting there. I really don't get what that time is for. Like, I get people be like, yo, I be cleaning the house and washing clothes and all that. Now, I understand, like, having children, too. Like, you always cleaning up, picking up, always doing some shit behind these kids. Like, I'm be honest. Like, you cleaning every day. Like, you clean up just to clean up fucking with kids, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? When that opportunity come through, like, or not even that. Like, you might have to multitask because at the end of the day, if he wasn't rich and you would have had to get a 9-to-5 just to maintain that crib, your ass would have been out the house for them 7-8 hours making something shake. Kids be all up in daycare, coming back home sneezing and snotty and dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? So, Meek, what you think, y'all? Because I know you blacked out for a second. You back, though.
Shut up. the storm got me fucked up, I'm telling you. No, I agree with what both of them were saying. Like CJ said, if she was forced to take care of the house, do all those things, not get those opportunities to do something, then yeah, alimony should be paid. But like Kev said, like what are you doing once the kids go to school? Like you need to have something for yourself. Me personally, I don't think I'm made to be a housewife. I can't do housewife shit because that's not for me. Like I need to have my hands busy. I need to be doing something. I need to be making money in some shape, form, or fashion to feel comfortable with myself. So, but not every woman is like that. Some women actually want to be a housewife. That's what they strive for. I actually know this lady who basically went from her dad's house to her husband's house. And then when they got divorced, she had no fucking skills. Like, even still, she has any skills to take care of herself on a real life level. And to be in your 40s, your 50s, and not know how to take care of yourself and needing a man to get you to get your oil changed or to do simple shit that you should know about, you should know, because from life, you should just know these things. And the fact that you were that sheltered and that reliant on other people, like, it could never be me. Like, it could never be me. I could never fully trust somebody to take care of everything.
Yeah, I respect that. I think that's important too. I want to ask then, that goes into my next question then, yo, how, because in that dynamic, when it comes to alimony, is really always like, you know, 9 times out of 10, the men paying the woman. I'm not saying it don't happen on the other end. It's a smaller percentage, but it still happens. But how important is it for a man to actually support the woman that he's with? Like, how important do y'all feel like that is to y'all? Because as some people claim themselves as independent, they just feel like long as they got the opportunity to do what they need to do, they don't really care about if somebody supports them or not. But when it comes down to those situations where the men are the breadwinners and then it comes down to gender roles, because I think that's where the breakdown comes in. Like, it's a gender role. Like, the man make the money, so he like, yo, you stay home, you take, you kick it with the kids and shit like that. Kids need to be with you. And, you know, not talking about the kid need to spend just as much time with the dad as they do the mom. It don't really matter about who making the money. You know what I'm saying? But how important is it, do y'all think, that men actually, you know, support their women in their actual goals that they speak to say that they want to do? Because it's a lot of relationships where that don't happen. I talk to a lot of women, even, you know, all the time, and they be wishing they had somebody that would support them in their dreams and shit like that. So what do y'all think? How important is it? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all think that a man should support a woman's dream, even if he do die money and shit like that?
That's very important. What? That is very important. Because what? Like, that's no question. It's like, what? I don't know.
I mean, look, I get it. Like, you feel like it's important, but there are people either who they get that, they either take it for granted, or there are people who are in a position where they would like to get support from their men. You know what I mean? From women. I'm just speaking from women, because, you know, on the other, we get go on the other hand all the time, but we, in this particular aspect, we talking about alimony and shit like that. And, you know, whether a woman is either forced or allowed, which is kind of like really weird terms to use when it comes to another human being, or whether they allowed to figure out themselves in a way where they could bring in some money, even if they had to take care of themselves they could do something to bring in some income, even if it ain't for the actual bills of the crib. So, I mean, how important is that? Or do should the women just be like, regardless if this dude support me or not, I need to be out here jumping off the, you know, jumping out the window.
I think you should support regardless. Now, whether how that person reacts or not, you know, you still need to do what's going to work best for you. And, you know, because at the end of the day, everybody say they want to run into these situations. They think they got the perfect mate until some real shit hit the fan. And something like this, if I'm with somebody that's trying to stop my development as a person, unfortunately, just somebody, you just not for me. Like, I thought all these years, 10, 15, whatever amount of years, that you was that guy. But when I, you know, or that girl, and then when the opportunity presents itself that I want to better myself, now you're not trying to support me in that sense. So, I mean, shit, maybe it's the first step to the road or your excellentness or your journey. I feel like it's highly important, but I don't think it should determine whether somebody should make the move that's best for them when it comes to them doing some type of, like, development. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I can dig that. What you think, Kev?
I mean, support is such a strong word, and it's a word that I think we use for a lot of different things. You know, whether if I'm dating a doctor and she making 200 some thousand a year, I'm not financially supporting that woman. So it would be something, it would be a different type of support. You know, maybe I'm picking up slack in other areas that she can't do. And if the shoe's on the other foot, if she leaves me and I'm making 40 grand, does she owe me alimony now because she was a breadwinner? And I had to pick up the slack in other areas, pick the kids up, drop the kids off, learn how to braid some hair or something. Like, it's so support is it's different. You know, support is different because sometimes, you know, a person, different people need different connection. They need different assistance, different help, you know, and it's just tough when you have a dynamic of people who are just raised different. I mean, you know, you may not value the fact that I wake up before you, I go to bed after you, and I try to make sure that every single deadline is always made. But I didn't buy you flowers on Friday. So you're like, oh, you don't, you know, emotionally support me. Well, damn. Gotcha. I'm doing all these other different things. But now, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're throwing darts at a dartboard just hoping to hit something because you're not going to be able to be everything to that person. And that's where I think that people try to lean into their dominant sides. And if the number one thing that you can do is make money and say, well, hey, I can pay bills, I can do that, you know, and if I do that, you do all of this. It just depends on what, you know, what people, what they agree to, kind of what they want. Because there's a lot of people that are out here just struggling together, you know, both of them struggling. And, you know, sometimes the only support they can give is, hey, can you hold the baby for just 15 minutes so I can go and take a shower? And then maybe that's all that person can do because they're exhausted too. So I don't know.
No. I mean, I get what you're saying because you're right. It depends on the way a person sees the help that they get. A lot of people don't always appreciate the support that they get because it's not coming the way that they feel like it should come. Or You know how people do the whole thing of they want you to love them the same way they love you, as if you don't have your own love language. Right. And then whenever you express that to people, I think it's hard for them to grasp because it's not part of their journey of their love language. So they can only see theirs. You know what I mean? Because it takes that type of scenario to be able to support a person and to the point where you feel like, yo, like I'm supporting you the best way I know how. Now, what type of support do you need? Because like you said, Kev, you could get up before a person, go to bed after a person all day and make sure everything else is clicking on them ends. But like, yo, you ain't get me no, like you said, you ain't get no flowers. You ain't get me this though. So now emotionally, I don't feel supported. Yeah, you financially supporting me, but I need somebody to do this and do that. And then you like, well, damn. Yeah,
but that's where the conversation come in. I think that most of the time, when, you know, I feel like people do have a hard time. Some people have a hard time, and a lot of people highlight the fact that people have a hard time articulating themselves. Like, if you're right, you know, he could be doing everything. He could be financially supporting, woo-woo-woo. But if you know, not even you know, if she's mentioning the fact that the emotional support is the next thing that need to be worked on, just move, let's all just move to the next step. Let's move to, instead of looking at it like, oh, I can't do nothing right, or I'm not capable of doing so. It's a, when you with somebody, you learn to somebody, you got to understand every 7 to 10 years, a person change. A person change. The person that you with, if you've been with somebody that you've been with for years, do you think that person now is the same as the person that you met way back a couple years ago? No. A person changed when you're in a relationship. So that's why it's easy when you have a lot of young girls that don't give a fuck about nothing else as long as he got the money. But the older she get, the wiser she get, and she know that it's more shit to come with that money. I need that emotion. I need that X, Y, and Z. And I know that he need that shit too. Like, you don't realize that shit until you grow. You grow with that person. So I don't think that it was necessarily like throwing darts. I just think that people look at the fact that how that person may be saying it or how they may be expressing it, and they just... It's how they receiving that shit. It's how they digesting that shit. But if you really sit down and you know a person, or you at least, you know, decipher what they really trying to say, like, it's some shit you can really get through. That's why a lot of people can't be in relationships. A lot of people lack the companionship. That's why a lot of people also struggle with this whole gender role and what one person should do and shouldn't do. At the end of the day, what makes a relationship is a companionship. It's easy. If I could be with a business partner that's going to take care of all my fucking bills, it's a contract agreement. You take care of my bills and I take care of your sexual needs. Deal. We can do that. I have no issue. Why? Because I'm not looking for no emotional connection, which I'm not looking for none of that shit, because I know what I'm here for. But when you're in a relationship, that's a companionship. It's a lot more that come with that. And people don't grasp the concept of that shit, or people don't have successful relationship because of that shit. So I don't know. It varies. I don't know. Shit just varies. And
You hit the nail on the head about the communication part, right? Because when you express yourself to people, right, it's up to them on how they're going to process it, right? But it's up to them to understand that they've been told. I think a lot of times people think that when you say something today because you didn't say it tomorrow, it's changed. You know what I mean? Versus having a conversation about the change, because emotional support is something that both parties need in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, right. both adults need emotional support.
Right.
It just might be a little bit different in the sense of what it may be between a man and a woman. But emotional support, sometimes a man just want to come home and not have to hear nothing that got to do with anything negative. That could be emotional support. Or a woman might want to do that too. If she used to coming home and then soon she get in the door, you know, fam, oh, you know, yo, so, yo, you came home 15 minutes later than you normally do. Like, what happened? You know, like all that extra dumb shit that people do. Like, instead of asking, yo, instead of just being like thankful that the person is home and shit, they count, you know, so it's like things that people go through and they don't, communication is like a thing that people take for granted. They don't believe that, you know, when a person tells them something, that they shouldn't believe it. Like, if the person is telling you what they need and how it is, and you're not understanding, like, it, or you're not grasping it, like, you know, like, you still walking around here like they didn't say that shit, yo.
Right.
The person, like, told you, like, yo, like, I
didn't, like, I'm trying. You. I'm trying to figure it out. What you figuring it out?
What I you told figuring you. Out? I told you. Like, there's nothing for you to figure out if I'm telling you, yo. Like, yo, listen. This is what I need. If you're not able to give that, then say that. Because then when a person is brought in to do that, you can't be upset. Because see, that's when it gets into the whole, now you got this. Like, no, listen, I'm telling you. Like, yo, I need this. I need this. And then now we going through a conversation where you just like, okay, all right, bet. And then you just keep going like, I ain't tell you. Like, listen. You can't be upset. Now, me, I know your joint jumped off for a minute, but, like, what do you think when it comes to that, yo? Do you, because, like Kev said, support get tricky because the person that you're with may not see the support the way that you give it. They might want it from another perspective. So, what you
think? And that's what I feel. I feel like support looks different for different people. You know, like you guys were saying, some people need financial support, some people need emotional support, and that communication is key in that. And if somebody is being direct and telling you exactly what it is they need or they require, if that's not within your wheelhouse, if you're not capable of providing that, you guys need to, it needs to be separated. You know, like, there's no way if I'm being direct with you, telling you exactly what I need, and you're doing the exact opposite, or staying within your comfort zone. For instance, if somebody needs emotional support, that's not your thing. And so you feel like you can do it a different way or however you feel comfortable, even though they told you, hey, I need this. I need you to say these kinds of things. I need this amount of intimacy, you know, all of the things, they're laying it out for you. And those are not your comfort levels. And so you're just not providing it. That's not fair. You know, if it's right. being spoken, if the person is being very clear with you about what support looks like for them, either give it to them or move the fuck away. Like, I just hate when people wasting people's time. Like, it just, you wasting valuable years of my life, you know, like,
yeah, move on.
Yeah, move around, let somebody else do it. That's not your job. You ain't capable of it. It's not to say that you're less than. It's not, if you needed something and you're telling somebody exactly what you need and they're not providing that for you,
why are you there? Right.
Yeah. Like, so, that to me doesn't make sense.
So there's no such thing as like an 80-20 rule, because nobody's gonna have everything. So some of these things could be minute. You never listen to me. Well, maybe you need to go talk to a therapist. Maybe you need to talk to a professional that does certain things that I can't do for you. Like, I mean, it's you gotta, and then a lot of times are you steadily improving as well? Because from the example that we gave, we talked about basically a person who wasn't allowed to step out outside the house and do any type of like personal development or personal improvement. So that meatloaf recipe gets old. It gets old. Like, are you adding to your repertoire? You know, maybe since I've changed in the 7 years that you mentioned, and now my palate has changed and what I desire has changed, should I then scale back what I'm doing because you haven't elevated what you're doing? Or you expect me to keep adding and adding and adding and
adding?
I don't
think we're talking about the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah,
I don't think we're
rocking connected.
No, but what I was saying,
it doesn't feel like it's connecting. No. Based on
what both of y'all are saying, like, I get it. Like, it's about the type of support. So basically, mm-hmm. if what Kev is saying, like, when it comes to the emotional support, like, when you're with a person and y'all have these communications and you say, like, a person say, yo, I need, you don't ever listen to me, which was the example. Like, you don't really listen to what I be saying. And then Kev was like, well, look, then you might need to go talk to a therapist. Now, that's in the sense of if the person is telling you that you don't listen to them because there's things going on with them that they want you to hear. But if there's things that's going on with y'all in between y'all and they want to talk about that type
of thing, how you going to hear?
Then that's when
go to couples counseling then if it's not bringing in another party to hear it? Because people have different communication styles. So you may not hear what I'm saying just because you don't like my tone and temperament. You know, right. I may not like what you say or hear what you say because of your tone or temperament. You may complain to me about something and I give you a solution and you don't like my solution and you don't apply my solution. So next time you ask me about the exact same thing, you expect me to be just as eager to hear it as I was the first time? That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have to get outside counsel. People do it all the time. Like, that's why when people are going through stuff, they go to couples therapy. Before you get divorced, they want you to go to therapy. They want you to talk to someone else who can try to find a different perspective because you are locked into your perspective. Oh, I can't even point that way. You're locked into your perspective. So we'll never see eye to eye on that if we don't have someone in between that can say, okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You know, when this person is saying this, this is what they mean. Because there are people who are feel, felt, found. There are people mm-hmm. who are, you know, and you know, the other senses, people's communication style is different. So that's why support looks different. And that's why you may feel like a person's not supporting you. You know, people look at support and, you know, if y'all watch all three of us, four of us here, we watch one video. We all watch the video. That's four views. If only two of us share it, the person who posted the video could be like, man, only half y'all support me. Well, I supported you by watching the video. Well, you didn't share it. So now my level of support isn't enough for you because now you want me to do another step.
Well, that's what I was saying about being specific. So if they're telling you specifically, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I just didn't think that it went along with what I was saying. Your points are very valid. And I understand exactly the perspective that you're coming from. I just don't think it was applying to what I meant or what I was trying to get across. But you,
well, gotcha.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Gotcha. And what I would like to say, even when it gets to the, when it gets to the point of counseling, here's the thing that I, that it kind of bothers me a little bit, because, you know, people are affected by outside people all the time. You get what I'm saying? People be on social media. When people know you're in a relationship, people be on social media asking questions, but not asking the person. So they go to the other person. So say, like, for example, whenever you in a relationship with somebody and other people know that, you know, your partner or your selected partner listen to outside voices and stuff already. Whether they allow it to line up with way they feel, or whether they, somebody brings something to their attention where they feel like, yeah, you know, that's what I'm thinking, knowing that it's not the way that it is. So whenever you go to counseling, I feel like at the point where you cannot communicate and you have to go to someone else in order to try to help y'all weed through it, the relationship is pretty much doomed, because you're not going to continue to keep going to a counselor. And because of it being a thing that you relied on in order to get through, I feel like, yo, after a while, y'all going to be in counseling every time y'all have a disagreement, because y'all feel like it's there. Or a person is going to go to counseling and the counselor is going to be leaning more towards one person's perspective, because that happens too. And then now the other person feels like they're getting jumped. Or now they feel like they're not being understood because of their point of view. So that's the only thing I think about when it comes to the relationship and couples. If y'all can't communicate between each other, I'm gonna let you jump in and see. If y'all can't communicate within each other to a point where y'all could come to some type of agreement, then a third person or another person coming in, it's only going to be a Band-Aid. It's going to be a Band-Aid. It ain't going to be stitches. It ain't going to be that thing that's going to help heal it. It's only going to be a Band-Aid. That's just my opinion. What you going to say, C?
I feel like that varies off of the, like, well, have any one of you guys, you ever went to a couples therapist?
No, I did.
So the purpose of a therapist isn't to help you decipher what one person mean because they have an issue with articulating themselves. Like, they definitely help with that person, because there's a reason why you have a problem with articulating yourself. Like, they dig a little deeper versus just looking at him like, oh, okay, what's the issue? And what she say? And what he say? Well, she said this because of da-da-da. That's not, no. What they teach you how to do is to learn how to open up your perspective, tap deeper into you to try to figure out why you view things and you have a perspective of things the way you do. They really dig deep and figure out if that situation is even really for y'all. And as you go, I don't think it's more so of like a therapist leaning to one person versus the other, because at the end of the day, it's a whole, you being biased, that I don't think nobody is going to jeopardize their license to do no shit like that, because right is right and wrong is wrong. Now, if you got one person that's being more aggressive or being more unethical than the other person, that I don't see the therapist siding with, you know, with the person that's not like, nah, you need to correct your behavior. So at some point, they're going to realize who the fuck the problem is, and that's what they're going to work on. So I don't know. I think that for some people, they have a hard time with opening their mind or even having that type of trust with their partner. It's a reason why. And sometimes you do need to talk to an external party to tap deep inside to figure out what the issue is so that you can better your situation. Like, nobody can, I can sit here and tell you all day long, if this situation happened and this situation happened, this is how you're supposed to carry it. No, because at the end of the day, all situations is different and you got to take different approaches. So right. I don't know. I just feel like going to a therapist is not as bad. Now, when you come to realization like, oh, I thought all this time I was a problem, it's really you, and I see that you not trying to, you know, work on it, then shit, a therapist just helped me fucking drop 200 and something pounds. Like, bitch, you can go terrorize somebody else. But I mean, I don't think going seeing a therapist is too much of a bad thing unless you're using it as a sense of validation type shit. Then it's like, you bitches just need to break up.
Right, because see, that's where the counselor goes into. It goes into a sense of validation. So just being I'll just be transparent on my own. I can use my own situation. So I went to couples therapy before. Like, I was married before. And so I went to couples therapy, and it was because of that whole thing that everybody kept saying, you know what I mean? Like, if y'all can't communicate, or you, this person is not hearing you, and then, you know, go to counseling. Then when you get there, and then you realize that everything that you're dealing with this person is not even really something that has to do with y'all. It's the person not taking advantage, or not has not gotten over the things from their past. A lot of times when you go into a new relationship with a person, you wind up being on the end of things that really had nothing to do with you. It got a lot to do with the trauma that they've been through as a child, whether it came from a relationship with an actual partner or a family member, whether mom, dad, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People be traumatized, and they carry that trauma into the next situation. So a lot of times when people can't communicate, or they can't get through the communication part of a relationship, because you know why I feel like that's whack? But because before you even get to a commitment with a person, y'all do nothing but communicate. You're talking on the phone, you're texting. Even back in the day, people used to email people. You know what I mean?
Like, write a letter.
You take all, write letters. You take all this time communicating, talking to each other. Talking before you even commit. Y'all go on dates. Y'all do all this communication. And then when you finally get into a place of comfortability, now all of a sudden y'all can't talk. Y'all can't come to an agreement. And I'm saying, a lot of times, OCW, like what I found out when I went to counseling, we are talking about these different points. And the counselor is saying, well, yo, so have you ever been through this before? Now, once they start asking, digging questions, that's when you as a person start to realize, like, well, damn. So you mean to tell me I'm going through all this because of what somebody else did? I mean, at the end of the day, it always boils down to that. And then other people I've talked to that have gone to counseling, it has always gone down to the couple's counselor has told people that you need to go to individual counseling afterwards. Because it's something that they need to fix in them in order to be able to understand the person that they have. Why? Because the person that came to you got trauma too. So the only way that you two people could get in the middle of anything and get any type of understanding is communication. Take it to the same communication that you used before you told somebody, yeah, we could rock out, or yeah, we could do whatever. Because people will give up their ass or give up their penis before they found out if a person is bipolar or not.
I am saying right.
because you ain't having no conversation, because you ain't asking about the relationship with your mom and your daddy. Da, 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 da. What happened? People don't want to be vulnerable, so they're not going to tell you everything that they went through. It's just going to come out in certain actions that people have, and a lot of people are affected by their past, whether they want to believe it or not. So when they go get counseling, the number one thing that the counselor said was, yo, before you come get couples counseling, go get counseling of your own first, because then you'll get a perspective about yourself. You might not need to come here. You might get a perspective about yourself and be able to go to your partner and be like, you know what? Let me just say this. I've been lashing out on you, not based on you, but based on something that I have been dealing with internally that I just didn't never deal with. And because you happen to be put in that position, that energy came out towards you. Now, how many people are honest enough to tell a person, like, yo, you know what? This is what it is. My bad. Now, you done did the damage to the person. That might not save the relationship. The person still might walk away. But the closure is that, yo, you was able to recognize that, yo, listen, a lot of this miscommunication that we have is based on past trauma, and not based on the fact that we have this certain level of respect for each other that we should be able to communicate about anything. It should never turn into an argument. Like, I should never have to argue with you about a point. As adults, we should never have to argue. So that's my whole thing. And I feel like, yo, if we ain't going to deal with what we've been through, how are we going to deal with what we go through? Like, everybody say you got to know where you've been and know where you're going. No, so how can we do that? If you're not willing to go handle yourself, why you want to go get somebody else to validate you? Like, you ain't even right. So go get you right first. You won't even need that person to validate. You can stand on your square. Like, you know what? I might not be the person for you. Not necessarily because you're a bad person. It's just that I'm not capable of giving you these things because I haven't worked these things out with myself. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But it's going to hurt worse when you constantly telling a person the same thing over and over and they act like they're not getting it. Or they take it for granted as if you will not choose your peace. There's so many relationships out here where people are, you know, they're going through the motions of a relationship because their partner is not willing to pull up. Like you said, Kev, they're not willing to pull up. You got to be on the same page on all aspects. You're not going to agree on everything, but you got to be on the same fucking page, yo. Like, what we doing, yo? Like, look, I know. Everybody don't eat pork. I get that. I know. My name Rashid. I'm not supposed to eat pork by my name. I get that. But if your ass eat pork, what am I going to do? Now I'm about to be mad because you eat pork. Now I'm about to be mad at you. Yo, you eat pork. Why? I'm not eating the shit. I don't give a fuck what you do. You know what I mean? But I care enough about you to be like, yo, you shouldn't be doing this, that, and the third. But if you say I grew up on it, I ain't that. Then I'm going to let you grow up. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of the things about people where you got to learn to accept people for who they are, right? Yeah. Do y'all agree with that or not? Like, do we accept people for who they are? Or do we try to put people in a box of what we want them to be? Because the signs be there the whole time.
What you mean, I guess? Like, let me...
Like, look, you know, like, let's just put it like this. Like Tamika said, if a person is being direct with you about what is wrong, and you find yourself in every communication like that with the people, telling them exactly what's wrong, and then they're not capable of trying to fix that wrong, because to them, they don't see it as wrong. So what do you do as the person that's communicating that? Like, yo, I'm telling you, like, listen, you got to stop. All right, put it to you like this. Look, nigga, you got to stop leaving an empty carton in the refrigerator. Why is you putting an empty carton back in the refrigerator? Yo, you should not put an empty carton back in the refrigerator. I bet. I ain't going to, you know, whatever, man. I should be able to leave what I want. It ain't all gone. It's like, no, nigga, look. Don't leave an empty container in the refrigerator. I bet. You come back 3 weeks later, you be like, yo, listen, why you keep putting an empty container back in the refrigerator? Well, that's just what I do. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I'm like, all right, bye.
Something wrong.
3 weeks later. No. I'm just using that as an example. Of course, it'd be other shit. People petty. But I'm just petty. Talking about it'd be more shit that's serious that people be telling people. You wind up being in these serious conversations with your partner and you wind up reiterating with them what is wrong. And then in those particular things, they don't feel like that's going to change the way that you feel. Because think about it, y'all. If you, like all of y'all said today, and I agree with each and every one of y'all when it comes to this, like, listen, yo, either you're going to accept the person for who they are or you're going to have to change you. Like, because that's what basically what everybody said. That's what all of y'all said.
Or move on.
There it is. And then you should be able to do it in a way where you feel like, you know what I mean? It's respectable. It should be respect in a relationship if y'all have to move on. Because it's only so much that a person is going to take if it's unbalanced.
Facts.
Everybody is in a relationship that they're not in no more because the shit was unbalanced. I know a lot of people that ain't together no more, not because they beat on each other, not because of finances or nothing. These motherfuckers just can't get right.
Mm-hmm.
Just grow up.
On the outside, they look good. On the outside, they look good. They make a good couple.
No. I mean, I ain't going to leave you if you put an empty container back in the fridge. But
No. I know, CJ. I know. I'm just saying.
You got some people that's like, oh, no, because I can't take it. Like, you got some people that don't find anything to, like, you know.
Yeah, the OCD people will leave you.
Yeah, somebody OCD, and that's just...
Yeah, leave your ass over a car.
Because you fucking nerd. You fucking with their middle.
If they OCD and you got something, and you keep putting the shit out of place, and you know that about
them. They're going to have a breakdown. They're going to freak out.
Yeah.
You can't say, yo, listen, that's petty. That ain't nothing for you to worry about. It's like, yo, didn't you agree to be in a relationship with me? Yeah. Didn't I tell you that I was OCD before you said yeah? Yeah. Okay. work with me. What we doing?
Exactly.
Work with, exactly. I told you already what the drill was. Work with me, yo. I shouldn't have to keep telling you. Or you shouldn't look at me like, nah, I ain't going to do that. You told me you was going to stop putting the empty container back. Did you not tell me you wasn't going to? Why are you still doing the dumb shit, yo? Like, you told me you was going to not do that no more. So that's what I'm saying. I know it's petty because it's, you know, carton and juice. But what I'm saying is like, yo, when are you going to accept the person that you're with? You got to accept them for who they are or move on. If they tell you that this is the direction they want to go, it's up to you to say, yo, I want to go that direction with them or not. You shouldn't expect them to slow down for you. You should be moving alongside of them. That's what I mean about the alimony thing. That's why I hate that when we get in relationships with people and, you know, when it comes down to getting a bag, that we got to go through the gender role. Like the women should be able to get money too. Like, get your money, yo. Like, yo, we could get money together. You could get money on your own. Because listen, I don't like your little cousin. So if your little cousin about to get kicked out, I ain't helping you. Look, I don't like Shorty. You use your own money to help Shorty. Shorty let you use her sneakers when she was little. Not me.
So ignorant.
But I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass though, right? Like, you need your own money because it's going to be things that we, come on, y'all. Y'all know that. We be with people, families. We get along with the person. We don't always get along with their families and shit.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We get along with the person. You happen to be the dopest out your family. That's why we click. But I don't like your aunt. I don't fuck with your mother, really, to be honest with you. I'm just being respectful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm being respectful. Like, I don't even really fuck with your mother. So if she twists her ankle.
Yeah, that's on you.
You going to pay for that. You about to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't. I'm not going to support you. I'm going to support you in that emotionally.
Yes.
That's you gonna get all the emotional support in the world. Oh, well, she fell.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up, man. Yo. Hey,
did it twist like this or did it twist like
this?
Was she talking you know, shit?
Was it
when
the
she
left
fell?
Or the right? You know,
yeah,
like,
where was she at when she fell? Probably
y'all got
yeah,
the, is it
running? Shit. Yeah,
is it a video?
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Pull up the video. Let me see. Hang on,
let me see that real quick.
Hey, yo, send me that. Yo, matter of fact, don't even pull it up. Send it to me. Let me. I'm about to use the bathroom. I'm about to use the bathroom real quick. Send it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make that shit a gift. So every time she falls, she get back up and fall again.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you need your own, like, as well as y'all could get money together. I mean, but like I said, well, CJ said this earlier, you know, everybody got a different direction in the way they feel like their relationship should go. And Tamika, you said the same thing. It's up to the person on how they feel like they want their relationship to go. So, you know, everybody might not be entrepreneurs by spirit. But damn, if you work for another company doing data entry, well, damn, come fuck with me. Like,
for real.
Click. You on the phones? You work for who? Yo, you on the phone all day? Yo, can you make a couple calls for me over? Like, it's shit you could do, yo. Like, it's always something that y'all could do together to add value. That's what it is, add value. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. With y'all, like I said, I agree with all of y'all tonight. I don't think this might have been one show that we all agree every time.
Oh, fuck that. I'm disagreeing now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Going you know against what whatever like, the fuck it is that you just said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You eat. Man. You supposed to eat SpaghettiOs with a fork. You know what I'm saying? Not a spoon.
That's right. That's right, yo. That's right. And look, I'm not supposed to put the toilet seat down. What if I got to go back to the bathroom? Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? But you know, like I said, communication is key. I think all of us agree on that. You know, if you can't communicate with your partner, if you find out that you and your partner is not communicating, the things are not clicking with the way that y'all speak to each other, even when you're not yelling and screaming and arguing and all that dumb shit, I like I said, you could go into counseling, go into couples counseling. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel. But I believe that at that point, you know what I mean? It's pretty much a telltale sign of the way that the relationship is going to go, because y'all did too much communication before y'all got together. What I hope. I mean, I know people pretty much probably don't talk. They just probably get into some shit, I guess. They
like a person. How could you somebody that you can have a conversation? I can't imagine myself fucking somebody that I can't even hold a conversation with. Like,
listen,
you ain't even fucking my mind. I'm gonna fuck pussy. I'm confused. I'm
saying, listen, see, double. That's my point. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt by saying what I'm saying, but you're right. I'm trying to get a benefit of the doubt and say, you know, maybe I don't all get into a communication, but you're right. Like, how you giving yourself to somebody that you can't talk? Y'all ain't.
But people don't value sex the same way. People don't see sex.
Well, that's true.
It doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. They can just give it up and it's nothing. It's just like a handshake. You know, like.
I don't even shake hands. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like people that much. Like, yeah, I don't want you touching me in that way. I don't even like you as a person. Like, I don't like people.
Cancel the flowers. But don't like people.
Cancel the flowers. She don't like people talking. Hey, yo, hey, delivery driver. Yo, come on back, man. She don't want that shit. You're going to have to talk to her. Come on back.
Don't even worry about it, bro.
She be looking at the flowers. Where you going? He like, nah, you don't talk to people. Fan told me you don't like people.
You don't like people.
He told me to bring these back.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but Tamika, like, I get you. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if you got that much of a thing when it comes to people, how in the world are you not communicating with a person before you get to whatever level of a commitment it is? You guys have had to have a bunch of communication before y'all got to that. Were y'all able to talk without arguing and disagreeing? Or were y'all just saying yes and no, just to say yes and no, not really being honest with your feelings, just so you could get with the person? Like, I don't know. I can't necessarily say that, but either way, before you get into any scenario with a person, you should be at least having conversations with them. So how y'all can't communicate once you get in a commitment? It should get easier, right? There's so many people who in a relationship with a person and they still got a best friend somewhere. Like, you married or you in a relationship with somebody, but that ain't your best. Mm-hmm. You got a best friend. You got a best friend you had before you met this person.
Yeah, that your person should be your best friend. I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? But you got this best person. And even with your partner, you can't even, you know inside. You get all the inkling. I know men don't get enough for that intuition thing because they don't talk about it, because that's an emotional part. You know, that's a feminine energy in men to have intuition. And a lot of dudes don't want to live on their intuition because they probably be in the way. They be knowing. They know a lot of shit, but they ain't going to say nothing. They ain't going to mention it because it's a pride thing. They'll just hold on to that shit and use their ego to talk them out of something that they know that been dropped in their spirit. Dudes do it all the time.
Every day.
Remember, if it's a thing that women always say, they be like, yo, we more emotional than men. I'm like, nah, y'all more emotionally free. But I don't believe in the way that they set up the creation story as far as like a literal rib being taken from Adam. But, you know, like if Isis had the first Adam, it was a guy. They took him down and took some of his DNA, spliced it, and made a female. So that's where that comes from. So they had to get the masculine and feminine energy out of the same body in order to separate it. Duh. So that means that if it's in one, it's in the other. Like, we got both chromosomes when a woman only has one. Like, so that we have that thing. Like, yo, so because we don't stand on it is why we don't get the credit that we get for knowing shit. Motherfucker think that you just out here guessing. And you don't. You know. So that's why the communication, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, how we going to be in this commitment and we can't commit? Like, we can't talk now, yo. Like, we here and we can't talk. I know what it is.
I don't know what you're eating, but it looked good as hell. That's the only thing you worried about.
She's fucking that shit. Yo, what is it? Ice cream?
Yes. Made from cashew milk. It's so bomb.
Cashew milk? Where do you get milk from cashew?
Oh, it's a silly process. You soak them. It's a weird process.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to look. You know what? That's what I need to do. I need to
make your own milk, bro. Make your own milk. You know what I'm saying?
in on how to make your own milk. We might need to look that up, y'all. Or find a bunch of pregnant women and just have them squeeze off half of this shit to kind of have like a balance. And then
you ain't trying to milk bitches.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because they say, yo, you got
Cambodian
you
breast
find milk. A way. Cambodian breast milk, yo.
I'm so done with
shout
that.
Out to Dave Chappelle. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
And you know what? This is so crazy because I was supposed to segue into the other law that they're doing out there in Florida, which is they're making it mandatory for DNA testing. Whenever the women, you know, having babies, they're making it mandatory for DNA testing.
Yes, please.
And if you go out for child support, they're making it mandatory that the man has a in Florida. So Florida is wilding out. We were supposed to go into that, but you know, I guess you know how that go. But either way it goes, shit changing. Shit changing out here. And it's a lot of states following suit. So all y'all out here that don't know if you the real dad or not, you going to figure it out. It's coming.
Learn today.
It's coming.
I think that's a good idea.
I think so too.
I do.
I think so too. But here's the thing. It's going to change a lot of things, man.
Like
you know what I mean? It's going to change a lot of things because you got to think about it. You know, a lot of people have been able to get by a person thinking that this their kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that should shut down.
That is an economy in its own. Like, it has its own numbers. Like, they talk about the women that make money over time. It got its own economy. You know how when they be going over there and say, yo, like, we were talking about in Cambodia, yo, Cambodian breast milk. They out here hustling breast milk and shit, yo. That's a commodity, y'all. That's like, they like, yo, you make, it's Cambodian breast milk is a $5 billion industry. That's how child support is like a billion-dollar industry, yo.
But that, I mean, some states, and it's like that in a lot of states. You're absolutely right. A lot of states, actually, when you go for child support, they don't even allow, they're not allowed to take the funds until after they have a DNA test. So I guess that's why I'm like, Yeah. So like, cause I believe if I'm not mistaken in DC, like you can't, if somebody say, hey, I want to put this person on child support, I think you have to actually take a DNA test before that person can then get child support. Cause if it's not the dad, they don't have no reason to, you know,
put them on child support.
Yeah. Well, unless they marry.
Yeah, sometimes
I heard a lot of states that he was on the birth certificate. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's North Carolina. He on a birth certificate, or if you marry and get your kids, or
you're presumed
the father. Yeah. And then you go get some life insurance, and you gotta put little person on that life insurance, and you gotta do that DNA test first, and then you come back. Because you'll never ever a woman will never do a DNA test and come back, the kid ain't hers.
No, that's actually a lie.
Unless they switched a lot.
What if they? That's if the baby got switched.
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
This was real.
Okay.
It was an article. This lady, she had They took her kid from her. They took her kid from her because they didn't. They said that she kidnapped a baby when she had the baby a while ago. Now, at the time of all this, CPS came, got the little boy. She was already pregnant, so she already dealing with this while she pregnant. They took the little boy. Long story short, they said the only way you'll be able to beat this, because they ran all the DNA. The father was the father, but the mother wasn't the mother, which was the oddest thing they ever seen. I can't remember the medical term for it, but look that shit up. So they was like, the only way you'll get your child back is if we DNA is this test. I mean, this baby that you about to have, if we DNA the baby, swabbed the baby while we at the hospital. When I mean she had the fucking police in the room, when she gave birth, she had a lot of fucking witnesses, law enforcement, everything. They took that baby. They did a DNA test on that baby, and it came back that the mother wasn't the mother. Come to find out, she was supposed to have been a twin. It was some shit that happened with her that she was supposed to have been a twin, so her DNA was coming back as her sister's and not hers. But they knew it was her baby because they watched her. Like, that was the crazy. When I seen that shit, that was a crap.
That shit on Lifetime too. You can watch a Lifetime movie about it.
But that's
Lifetime movie.
That sounds like some shit that happened, because they say that like when sometimes one kid eat the other kid or whatever and all that. Like, I get that in the womb. I heard that. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say, that's still like an exception though. That's like not normal. I guess I can't say.
Yeah, that's not no a common.
Yeah, I guess I can't say no women ain't gonna come back with a baby ain't theirs, but there's very, very seldom, maybe I should say, or very rare, that a woman gonna have a DNA test on her kid and ain't gonna come back hers. You know what I'm saying? But that's not always the same for a man. You know what I mean? So
I guess mama's baby, going through all that. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole saying for a reason.
That's a fact. So that's why I say when it comes to certain things, like I like just piggybacking off of what we were talking about earlier, yo. Whether it came to emotional support, financial support, because that's what we started off talking about, financial support. And then, you know, but like y'all said earlier, that emotional support is so serious. It's just as serious as financial. Like, it's they probably neck and neck. I would think. I don't know if one is over the other. I guess that would be, I guess, based on the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because some people do get with people for financial, you know what I mean? They might grow to love them later. They might grow to love their ass later. Like later on, I've grew to love you.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of arranged marriages. So we know that people can grow to love someone.
Yeah.
Or tolerate.
But if two people who was like, you know what I'm saying, arranged marriage, figure it out, then people who had an opportunity to actually get to know each other before commitment should have more of an opportunity to be able to communicate in a way or to be able to have a direction that you want to go in a relationship. You know, people get in a relationship, they don't want to know if you're going to get married or not. Like, fuck all that, yo. Like, that's an end result of something, but that's a business proposition, too. You going into a business deal, too, with a person. If when you go into that, I'm going to marry you and stuff like that. Then I mean that then why would you marry somebody that's not on the same page? Like,
foolish.
You got to
you have a priorities on top of common sense.
Well, hey, it comes to a point where people got to understand, like, yo, if you want your shit to be successful or do you just want some shit?
Facts.
You know, it's a difference. It's a difference because it's a lot of people who, you know, they just want some shit. That's it. They want to be married. They just want to say they married. They want to call somebody husband or wife, but they don't want to put in the work to secure the relationship portion of it. They just want to run around here with a title.
That's facts.
Lydia Fairchild. Look her up.
Lydia Fairchild.
Look her up. ABC News did a whole, look her up.
Lydia Fairchild. So all of y'all watching, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a few of y'all jumping off and on I'm looking at tonight. So shout out to y'all. We having a little issue. It's like a little thing going on, y'all. I guess because of the weather and stuff. So I'm not able to pull up the comments. I'm trying to, but it's not allowing me to show them on screen tonight. I don't know why. But just for those of y'all that have been making comments and not wondering why it's not popping up on the screen, it's not actually popping up. I'm not seeing them until after we get all the way down and shit. So it's weird. But as I said, the storm got us going crazy over here, y'all. So I apologize for those of y'all that are watching and haven't posted comments that we can't show them. But other than that, for the most part, y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think at this particular point in time, we all can say that, you know, whether we experienced it or not or know other people that have gone through it, the number one key to anything successful is communication.
And comprehension.
Yeah.
Ooh, throw that. You got comprehension is the main thing, too. Good. Yo,
people be struggling on comprehension, though.
Yeah, yo. Ooh, that shit right
even
there.
Even when you're
yo,
direct, even when you say exactly what the fuck you mean,
like, they do not comprehend
still just
it, yo.
Don't get it.
Just don't click.
That's what it be. It don't be the communication part. It be the comprehension. That's what be stumbling people. That's what it be. People dumb.
No, you okay. You said that. Now you said that right there, yo, because you're right. It's the comprehension part. People don't want to comprehend what you're saying. They hear you.
They hear you. They can communicate. They can tell. I can sit here and I can be a whole ass. So I can sit here and listen to what you say and still try to get my point across and be so, what is it called? Passive aggressive, whatever they want to call. I hear what you're saying.
But.
Exactly. Because they listen
you know,
to respond. Not
listening to respond.
So.
Ooh.
This shit is one step closer. Okay, guys. Wrap it up, because we're going there. We're going to be in for a whole
lot of time. But that's some real shit, yo. Listening to respond, not listening to understand. You know, and then you got to be able to be criticism from your partner. Sometimes, you know, that person is in your life to help you grow. Like, they're not there to put you down. Sometimes you might have to have these uncomfortable conversations with people, but it's to help pull them up. But if a person don't take it that way, then what does that do? Like, what does that do for you as a person that's trying to say, hey, like, listen, we all could use some type of push to get better. Like, if a person already feel like they perfect already and they already clicking on all cylinders and they got it all,
we can't tell you nothing.
Like, we can't tell you nothing. And when you get told something, you can't comprehend it, like y'all said, because you just can't see. Like, you like, nah, that ain't me. Ain't nobody else ever said that. That's because, why?
Because you scared for somebody to challenge your punk ass. That's what it is.
Exactly. I mean,
why you lean in to say that, though?
Because she met that shit.
Yeah. She came all the way to the camera.
Yeah.
All in their ear with it.
Right here, yo. When a person whispers to you, you gotta listen to that shit on another level. A person be mad and they start whispering, like, "Oh, okay."
I'm worried. Hold on for a second, yo.
I was just yelling at the top of my lungs, and you whispering? Oh yeah, I can't go to sleep.
You probably shouldn't.
Sleep like this.
How much gas I got in my car? Let me go fill up. Mm-hmm. Man. I'm like sleeping in my car tonight. The AC on low. Mm-hmm. You gotta at least break the glass first. I'm gonna wake up.
Right.
Yikes. Somebody start whispering to you? Shit. Fuck that.
Shit done got real serious.
I done crossed the wrong line. As soon as the person start whispering, I'm like, you know what?
I take it back. Whatever I said. Let's just calm down.
You
right.
Let's just take this back. You right. Yeah. Matter of fact.
I don't even know what I was talking about right now.
I think that was some shit that was from last week. I should have said that last week.
Yeah,
I took it back. Listen, they start whispering, you need to figure out life.
You in the danger zone at that point.
Hell yeah. Especially if you in the middle of an argument and a person just start whispering.
Oh, you are?
And talking to somebody who ain't there?
Yeah. Right. They have a dialogue. They having a whole dialogue. You listen, like,
this motherfucker really playing with me. And they be looking too. Yeah. Like, looking up, like, this motherfucker really playing.
Be having a full-fledged conversation, like
looking up to the sky and shit. Like, they talking to Jesus personally, and he giving the okay.
God be watching me.
It's time.
Yo, I'm about to go. Like, you know what? That's my cue.
Head out.
Yo, I'll call you. If you want to talk, just call me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we ain't talking about this shit later, yo. You whispering and talking to Jesus? I'll pass. All right, yo. So to all of y'all that was watching tonight and all y'all that's going to watch this playback, man, I just want to say to y'all, man, you know, if you got anything based on from what we're saying tonight, I think we all can agree. Communication is the number one key to success in any relationship, not just the relationship with your person, but people, places, and things. If you can't communicate and use your words and be able to comprehend, you're not going to be successful in any relationship. If you can't stand to be corrected to, then you'll never be great in any relationship. We all got to be corrected. We all got to learn shit every day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to figure out some shit every day. I don't care how many times people told you you could do your own taxes. I promise you got to go out there and study every year with the new tax laws.
Leaving money on the table.
You know what I'm saying? Every year, you got to learn. Like, you got to be in a position where you're able to learn and you'll be able to take things. You know, we always talk about tough skin, but until you're time for you to have a tough skin, everybody wants somebody honest until they get somebody honest.
That's facts.
then now you ain't honest. Now you too blunt. Now you too raw. It's like, damn, like, which word you want? Like, you finding all the words besides the one you asked for. You know what I mean? So either way, all right, yo. So before we get out of here, y'all know how we do, man. Y'all gotta let the people know what y'all got going on and what y'all got coming up. We start with you, Meek, down there.
Oh, what do I got going on? I'm just busy working on orders, honestly, this week. Just got a bulk order for 20 journals for a retreat. I'm working on that. Get that shit shipped out tomorrow, most likely. I'm creating new stuff all the time. Definitely hit me up if you're looking to get your life organized. I'm doing a thing called binder planners right now that literally can put everything you need in it. So yeah, check me out. I got y'all.
Yeah, journaling is starting to become, it's always been a thing, but it's really high on the list now with people who are manifesting their future. They've been told to write the vision and make it plain. So people have been writing down a lot more, yo. So you got in a good time, man, because it's going to pick up because people are writing everything, whether it's whiteboards and people are writing this shit down, looking at it. It's like, you know what I mean? It's making that shit like 3D kind of, it be in your head and you actually could look at it. And somebody told me if it's something that you want, if you could see it, you could touch it.
Yeah.
I just always, you know, kind of looked at it that way. So I think that's cool.
Because it's like your mind has no limits. So if you think it, you can get to that. Like, because your mind doesn't think of all the things that are in the way. Oh, well, I don't have enough time. Your mind's not thinking about that shit. You say, I want to do this. Your mind's like, okay, bet. As long as you're making that effort, you don't get there.
Exactly.
That's the important part, the effort. Most people just writing it down and thinking, oh, it's going to come to me. Nah, bitch, what you do for it, though?
Why did you make me a motivational coach? I can't see it.
Yo, she in there cussing people out.
I don't sugarcoat when I talk with my clients. Like, I'm real as hell because that's what they need at the end of the day. People been sugarcoating shit for them the whole time. So I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to tell you, this is what needs to happen. Or this is what you need to start looking at because I'm not here to sugarcoat shit for you. If you paying me, you want me to help you get to where you need to go. So this is how we going to get there.
Yeah. I'm going to both y'all motivational camps. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know y'all going to talk shit. And if you can't take it, I mean, you ain't ready to make change.
Let me tell you. And we don't just be talking shit. We talk shit and be speaking facts.
That's fact.
She slammed the table like domino, bitch.
Domino. Oh, y'all need to take a shower. Hurry up.
Don't gotta rush us now. Go ahead, tell us what you want. Yeah, I gotta take a shower. You over there? You know we just put that clip up about those smells and shit, yo. So go ahead, take care. Yeah, get that antibacterial soap popping.
Hold up. Don't
do
her like that.
Hey, yo, CJ, check this out, though. But listen, the more and more I thought about that conversation we had about that damn antibacterial soap, I just thought about shit burning for like, I don't know, for about an hour. I thought about all kind of shit that burnt. I think about even when you got a little paper cut and you use antibacterial soap, that shit burn, yo. Like, you know what? Yo, listen, that shit had me rolling for a few days after that, yo, because I was really thinking, like, damn, antibacterial soap will burn your shit, yo. Like, you got to be real with that shit, yo. Word up. But what you got, What you got going on?
Y'all, you already know, www.preview.career. We'll be having a website launch pretty soon. We in the making of some really, really, really good shit. Shout out to my husband because he's been busting his ass trying to get this up and off the ground. All right. I also got something else planned. Hopefully I'll be announcing it soon. Hopefully, cross fingers. But yeah, you guys will see.
You gotta bring that sauce back. You gotta bring that sauce back though. CW, you gotta bring that sauce back.
Come on.
I told my husband, I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna cook some. So I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna have some the next time we film.
Y'all gotta bring it back though, yo. Bottle it up, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Kev, what you got going on, Kev?
Right, you gotta bring it on set. You know what I'm saying? We're about to, we're gonna put an event together. That's what we're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? And just let people find different ways to use the sauce. That way we can get it in a restaurant or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Get it in a restaurant. Get it in a restaurant.
Look, my man already said you got to bring something in the sample. Y'all, and y'all said it go good on that fried food. So,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, y'all trying to do me now. Okay.
Nah, yo. Get it. Come on, yo. Look, we do content and everything behind it.
We do it all.
You know how we do. We gotta support each other, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, that's the only way we're gonna get there. You know, we gotta do it. What you got going on, Kev?
And simple things that I can talk about in the process of renewing my real estate license. Had to pay for these classes. Oh God! But once that's done, once that's done, I'll be able to get back active, and then we'll be able to get some things popped off in that arena. Working on some things in another arena. Y'all be thinking I'm bullshitting. I do got a new song coming out. I'm just trying to make sure I can clear the sample. You know what I'm saying? Like, your boy do music. That's where the illy come from, if y'all didn't know. Of course, on set, look out for the new series. You know what I'm saying? Rocking the Team Collective Wear. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the link's in the bio. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to get on this. You know what I'm saying? Get on the train. Get on the train while it's at the station. Don't wait till we take off. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait till it take off and be running behind it, because you ain't fast enough.
Can't say you ain't fast enough, yo. You ain't gonna catch it, yo. You ain't gonna catch it, yo. That train leave the station. It's a dub, yo.
It's a dub. That's it. Word. That's it.
Well, yeah, shout out to y'all, man. And then, so what we got going on? We got the Fish Fry series popping right now, yo. We've been filming. We've been getting a lot of content. Last couple weekends, yo, we've been knocking shit out. We got some more get outs coming. Those joints is going to be crazy. What else? Oh, like Kev was talking on the real estate end. We're working on some things on that end, which is really crazy. So we'll have some things coming up soon. I'm going to do a thing called the LLC Luncheon. That's going to come up in the fall, where we get all the people who got LLCs and we get them together in a room. And then we all help each other get to the next level. We find out what your business is with this business and find out how we can cross promote. Because we understand that marketing is the most expensive part about having a business, besides whatever business you're doing. I don't know, equipment and all that other shit, but marketing and actually getting it out to the people is the most important, but it is the most expensive part of it. So learning different ways and being able to leverage social media and being able to merge brands is how we become a conglomerate. And at some point, we got to be able to think that way. We can't just think one, unit. You can't just think one way. We're going to have to think conglomerate. We're going to have to think enterprise for real. And then the more that we could do these things, the faster that we'll be able to grow. It's just like CJ, where people need jobs. Yo, we know that there's people who are influencers. And yo, you could be on a website, testing a website out with your people. Like, you could work these things out. So it's like, we could cross promote. So we got something going on that end. So besides the content and the gear and all that other shit, y'all just make sure y'all continue to follow us. And it's going to keep going, man. We're just going to continue to keep pushing out this shit, y'all. And so before we get out of here tonight, I want to thank each and every person that jumped on live. The people who did submit comments, I apologize. Like I said, I got some issues going on with the system. So we weren't able to show it. But thank y'all anyway for participating. Hopefully y'all come back next week when we jump on and everything will be straight by then, and we can have everybody that did comment jump on and we get this thing rolling, y'all. So double shout out to all of y'all, man. Double shout out to the people that download. And like I said, man, you know how we do, man. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, y'all. So until next week, y'all hold it down out there, all right? Peace.